And we are back with the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio at the Fountain County Fair. I'm Brennan Easter with WITY, and today with me I have Logan, who is talking about his experiences with his swine that he's been raising. Logan, how are you doing on this fine day?
I'm doing really good. I'm just really ready for this show.
Getting ready for the show. How long have you been preparing your swine for the show?
Probably about an hour and a half now.
So how long have you been raising your pig?
Probably about 6 years.
6 years? Same pig. Do you show it? Have you shown him every year you've been in 4-H then?
Yes.
And you've been in 4-H 6 years, right?
6 years, yes.
So I guess year to year, how does the experience of raising your pig change? Is it more of the same every year, or are there more specific things you have to do from time to time?
I really just try to get myself better each year, set a goal, make it to at least a night show with at least one pig.
Do you have multiple pigs you're showing then?
We have 6 altogether. I'm showing 3. My sister's showing 3.
Oh, so you work with your sister to show off. Are you the same age, or?
She's 13 months older.
Okay. So she's got an extra year in the club on you then?
Yeah, this is her 7th year.
Do you do anything else for 4-H other than raising swine?
Farm scene and preservative foods.
You want to talk me through some of the stuff you do there?
You get a 4x4 plywood, and you'll like paint the color of like your farm, and you'll put buildings down, bins down, and just make your farm look like you're either planting, cultivating, or actually farming.
So you're building like a mini version of your farm?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. And that'll be shown off over at the projects building?
Yes, in the building, yes.
And you said the other thing, you were working with food preservatives?
Yes.
Like, what's that about?
So like, we have a garden at home, so we'll like can foods and sign up and put them in the building and get them judged.
Interesting. Every week I go to one of these fairs and I learn something different that people do. And it's kind of fun to walk through the projects hall and just see all of the different things. Do you ever walk through there and find something that you think, man, I could do that someday?
Yeah, I like the, like when they put the batteries and make the light turn on, electricity.
Do people, so it's like circuits work then, right?
Yes.
Did a bit of that back in school. It is quite fun. And if you're interested, it could be a fun field to go into. Do you have any grand plans for your future and your next couple years of 4-H, or maybe after you're done in 4-H, or is it still too early to think about that?
I'd say it's like a little early, but I would like to get to raising hogs. We got a really good spot gilt, but I'm trying to convince my dad to sell it and raise.
You've fallen in love with pigs so much you'd be willing to keep doing this for a long time, right?
Yes.
And what got you started raising your swine? Was it something that was in the family, or did you just kind of pick it up as you got involved in 4-H? Or
yeah, my cousin started in 86 or something like that. She's in there on the 10-year member board, and it passed down to my dad, and then it got down to me and my sister.
And then hopefully that'll continue on for the next generation, right?
Hopefully, yes.
Do you think you might raise any other animals for 4-H, or are you just content sticking with your swine?
I'm thinking about doing goats. Maybe cows.
I've heard that goats are not as intensive as some of the other animals from other people.
Yeah, I've heard that. I got a buddy that shows goats, and he says it's pretty calm and laid back.
I mean, whenever people think of goats, they think of all the screaming, which might not entirely be indicative of how they actually behave, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for this conversation that we had.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And be sure to stay tuned right here on WITY for continued coverage of the Fountain County Fair.